B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So we have an intern. We call him Clever Trevor.
Hello.
Hey, bud. Remember, we talked to Trevor earlier this week, Roy. People might remember as being the protective big brother. Yes. Keeping an eye on his younger sister who's dating someone.
So what happened to you when you were in line at Bojangles?
Okay, so live across the street from campus. I decided to go on campus to get some food at Bojangles.
49er in the house.
49er, yes, sir. So I'm in line at Bojangles, and I have my headphones on, and somebody taps me on the back of my shoulder. I'm just like, who is this? And the girl says, hey, how you doing? Nice shirt. I'm like, cool. I was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we, you know, just common stuff, just talking.
And is it like flirting?
It's coming off as flirting, okay. Like her tone. All of that, it just sounds like flirting.
And never seen this woman before. You've never met this woman
before.
I've
never seen this female before, ever in my life. Just met her in the line.
Okay.
So, we're talking, and then she goes, it's like, you know, me and my roommates, we're going up to, what's that mountain?
Crowder?
Yeah, Crowder Mountain. We're going, doing like a little camping trip. But he's like, you should come. And I'm just like, no, I don't think so. Just because, you know, I kind of just met you like 3 minutes ago. Yeah. 3 minutes ago, I'm not even sure if I remember your first name. I don't think I want to sleep next to you or anybody you know.
Yeah, because on the ground, too.
Right, right. So it was like, I was in a, she jammed me up with that. She really did. She jammed me up.
It's like as if Trevor's shirt was read like, camper for life.
Yeah. Right. Like, professional camper.
Yeah, like what was the trigger in her head? She didn't see you jump off a Range Rover filled with camping gear and a kayak.
Yeah, I mean, were you wearing, were you wearing like a Boy Scout outfit or something?
Like fishing waders?
Hey, maybe they were like it's a bunch of girls. We need a guy to protect us. And you look strong and strapping.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm not. They got the wrong one because,
I'm out. Something happens. I'm gone. Happens,
like, I'm not going to trip and fall.
You know what, Loren? That's not a bad thought there. Like, if a bunch of women are going up to Crowder's Mountain to go camping, you want to bring a guy, that's fine. But I think when they, what was her name? Do you remember?
He doesn't even know.
Okay. When they asked Jenny to find that guy, they probably meant, like, hey, a friend of yours.
Not the random guy at Bojangles.
Oh, Jenny, who's your friend? What's your name again? This is Travis, everyone.
Travis. Okay.
Oh, it's Trevor. Oh my gosh! You know that that begs for us to ask the question: like, did you ever get hit on in a weird location and get asked to go away for the weekend with that person who you just met? 704-570-9595.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Because I know we've talked about getting hit on in weird spots.
And this is weird. This is, buddy, this is weird.
Yeah,
but
it is weird.
Not only the fact that she didn't say Roy and Loren, like hey, you want to come to a party tonight?
Right.
Or, mind if I sit and we eat Bojangles together? She said, come camping for the weekend.
Sounds like you want to take me out. Like, not take me out on a date, like, take me out, like, from this earth.
Creepy?
Yeah, I thought it was creepy. Because
listen, I've seen Get Out. I know that. You
know, they got a little tea pots and whatnot and spoons. And next thing you know, I never come back to the radio station. You don't know why?
I get
that's
it.
That's why.
We'd be mad, too. We like Clever Trevor's work. 704-570-9595. You just met someone, and then they proposed that you go away somewhere. Because, let's be honest, what if this woman proposed, like, hey, you want to go to Fiji with me? You still say no?
Well, that's a bit different,
right?
How is that different? That sounds more suspicious to me than camping.
Wait a minute. What is Fiji?
I'll show you a picture.
It's pretty far away, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Speaking of beautiful, we're going to play beautiful. Then we'll come back. We'll explain. We'll discuss this more because it does matter, maybe, if you're going somewhere beautiful. But we want your calls if someone asked you to go away with them and you just met that person. Give us a shout right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Bozzy, Camila Cabello, beautiful. It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show. Something that I would call shocking has happened to our intern Trevor. While standing in line at Bojangles, a girl behind him taps him on his shoulder, talking to him, flirting with him, and then invites him, never met him before, and then invites him to go camping with her and her friends that weekend. And that's so strange to me.
It definitely is strange, and I didn't, when after the conversation ended, I didn't know what to think. Just the fact that I knew that I was not going to go on that camping trip.
I was not going up in the woods with her.
Right.
Area code 704 asked if there was any attraction.
Oh, no, she wasn't ugly. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say that she was ugly. She was cute, but it's just like,
something was out of place.
Something was out of place. Like, I just met you. Why do you want me, out of all people, to go camping with you and your roommates?
Did you guys exchange numbers?
No. I didn't have any interest in talking to this female again. Like, because she was cute, but she, like, creeped me out. Like,
she scared you.
Yeah, she scared me. I was like, why do you want me to go camping? It's like, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, before we got into Bozzy, we asked you a hypothetical question and said, what if she asked you to go to Fiji? This beautiful tropical island. You know, she asked you to go camping, and all of a sudden, everybody in the room was kind of like, maybe now you do go.
Oh, I would go. I would for sure know I'm going to get murdered when I go, but at least it'd be beautiful.
We got a text message from someone who said, I went on a date with a guy, and he starts looking up tickets to add me to his week-long Switzerland trip. No thank you. Hashtag stranger danger.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Let's talk with Christy in York. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hey, I wanted to talk about how I met my boyfriend. I actually met him at a gas station, and a week later we went to the beach because I asked him to come with me, and we've been together for a year now, and we have a baby.
And that didn't creep you that he wanted to take you to the beach?
She asked him.
No, I asked him. Oh, yeah,
what's wrong with you?
That didn't creep you that he said yes?
Yeah, why are you creepy?
See, it's a
what's
thing.
Wrong with you? Why are you asking people to the beach so fast?
Seriously, what do you think this
was
woman
really
was thinking?
Cute.
What do you think this woman who asked Trevor to go on the weekend camping trip was thinking? Same thing as you?
Maybe he thought he was really cute and wanted to get to know him better. He always pumps my gas, so I just said, what the heck? So now we've been together for a little over a year, and we have a baby and a house and a dog.
See, Trevor, they have a baby together. They've been together for a year. Went to the beach in the first time.
Trevor just fainted in the studio. He's not ready for all that.
Because if you want to get to know somebody, we have a cafeteria on campus, so we can sit down and eat Bojangles.
Take me up in the middle of the world.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.